Three, two, one. Engine full power.
Welcome to your space journey, where we venture into the future of space exploration. Your journey begins now.
Hello, thanks for joining me today for Your Space Journey. I'm your host, Chuck Fields, and today I'm pleased to introduce Torsten Hoffman. Torsten is the award-winning filmmaker behind the upcoming documentary, Fortitude, Forging the Trillion-Dollar Space Economy. For this film, Torsten has interviewed more than 70 experts on four continents to cover the people, perils, and promises behind the emerging space industry. Interviews feature influential figures, including policymakers, astrophysicists, venture capitalists, and technology companies, as well as startups who are aiming to turn science fiction into science fact. The documentary is nearing completion and is in the final stages of fundraising, where supporters can get a chance to send their pet's DNA to the moon.
Your space journey.
Torsten, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Looking forward to this. Let's do this.
Well, I'm excited about your upcoming documentary called Fortitude. It's called Fortitude, Forging the Trillion-Dollar Space Economy, which, as we know, the space industry right now has been just absolutely crazy. I was wondering, just sort of the big picture for our audience out there, can you tell us, in a nutshell, what Fortitude is about?
Yeah, so this is a feature-length documentary featuring the people, projects, perils, promises of new space. It's basically three acts. So we have the rockets and the astronauts going up to space. We have satellites and things like that beaming data back down. So that'll be the second act. And then the third act, maybe the most futuristic, is the space-to-space economy, where we have the private space stations, you know, the asteroid mining guys, space manufacturing. So we try to cover the entire field, which is a hard job to do, like trying to get 80 interviews down to, the most interesting few seconds or little minutes here and there, but I hope we managed it.
Well, I couldn't imagine that. Now, tell me about that process, because again, how do you start this documentary? You have so many potential interviewees out there. How do you narrow that list down? I mean, I know it becomes down to availability and interest and that kind of thing, but how do you come up with that list?
Yeah, so I'm in a lucky position. So my last film, Cryptopia, was about the blockchain industry, and that one went quite big, and it really helped open some doors, right? So without any proof or like reputation, it's hard maybe to get the White House or inside the U.S. State Department or some of the VIPs. So that would be answer number one. Answer number two is I also, by design, did not want to go to SpaceX and Jeff Bezos, because people know that story already. I wanted to feature like the other companies that are coming up left, right, and center. I'm sure you're very, very familiar with many of these names. And people are excited to talk about their projects. Yeah, for sure.
Actually, it's kind of a good point, because some of our audience out there might not be familiar with some of those lesser known companies that you're talking about. So can you tell us more about those?
Yeah, so for rocket companies, Rocket Lab is obviously the second biggest or most important company. So we have Peter Beck on the program. We have a lot of these next generation of astronauts, Space for Humanity. I'm sure an organization that is familiar. And in terms of the satellite companies, I was familiar with Planet Labs. Some people in the mainstream audience might not be, but I think we have probably six or seven different satellite companies, and also investors who invest in those new business models. You know, that whole new kind of digital infrastructure appearing. And then, I see these private space stations, whether it's Voyager or Axiom, it's just such interesting, cool stories, right? And then having NASA basically explain to us why they do it, why they stop being, what's the quote? They stop being an owner and operator and become a renter and kind of they buy the service from the private sector. So, yeah, I love that.
Well, Torsten, let me ask you that. I know your movie Cryptopia, Bitcoin, blockchains, and the future of the internet. It sounds awesome. How did you come up with the idea for this documentary, Fortitude? Where did that come from? What inspired you to do this one?
Yeah, I just love following and covering like these new emerging technologies and then the industries that's forming around them. And the word like trillion-dollar economy, right, is kind of a spot on. And also, I wanted it to be something like a level deeper. So because, again, people know and like or hate Elon Musk, but what else is happening? And obviously, you know, cheap launch is enabling this economy behind it. So I'm just fascinating. And the other thing I will say is maybe as opposed to the blockchain space, where a lot of it was about money and coding, and you know, there's certainly interesting stories and scammers in that world. But you know, the space industry, I mean, these people are really highly accomplished and impressive. So they built real stuff, you know, and space is hard, and that really impressed me too.
You know, space is hard. Is there anything in particular that drew you to space in general? Just sort of in your passion for space, or is it just because it's just so exciting right now?
Yeah, no, I will say I've been reading sci-fi books on the beach as a teenager, and like these short stories for sure. And we have a little bit of, you know, head tips to Asimov and all those guys. But I'm not one of these 100% space nerds. I mean, I am an outsider, right? And when I talk to these astronauts, I mean, their life dream was to go to space. I'm not one of those persons, but I can feel their passion. And again, that maybe is where space is different from other industries. You don't hear people talk about the auto industry or the, you know, I'm German, or like, I don't know, biotech, with this kind of passion and feeling for it.
You know, that is true. And I think that actually might give you a strong advantage for doing a documentary, because you wouldn't be sort of biased or blinded by your passion, that you can kind of focus more on the story, on behind it. And some of the people that you've interviewed so far, I guess Neil deGrasse Tyson, can you tell us more about what it was like to speak with him? And not obviously giving away everything he said, but tell us more about that.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a once in a generation talent or a genius in communicating science. And we just got the chance to get him for, I think, 25 minutes at a conference. And I mean, he and his team were just super professional. They came in right on time and ready to go. And he just, I'm going to show you the trailer. And you know, he has just this energy. And he's not part of the space economy per se, right? But he's able to give like a little bit of historic context, right? About, he says like Christoph Columbus, right? When America was discovered, it was not a private enterprise. It was like geopolitical ambitions behind it. So, yeah. So we have a little bit of that from him. Yeah.
Now, where are you at in the process? It's obviously not quite completed yet, but where are you in the process of Fortitude as far as filming goes, as far as release? That might be way too hard to determine, but just in a general sense.
Yeah, thank you for that question. So I'm a little bit different. I'm an entrepreneurial filmmaker, independent filmmaker. So I'm not paid by Netflix or someone to make a film according to what they tell me to do. So I want to, you know, keep my options open, so to speak.
Sure.
I'm in a lucky position where with my own funds and some partners, we were able to basically finish the film about 90%. So all the interviews are done. It's just those little bits, like the last bits where I record myself on camera to like moderate a little bit, and the post-production, the animations, the music, you know, those kind of maybe not so sexy things. And that's why we do a Kickstarter. And I've done this two times before successfully. It's also brand building, audience building. People get excited. And if you support our filmmaking process, you are able to get really cool perks. So we work with LiveShip, and you can basically send your own or your dog's DNA to the moon, which is kind of crazy to think about, or a selfie to the moon, because I think they're on the next mission. So they just launched one now, but the next mission is, I think, the Firefly early 2024. So basically our supporters will be on that mission, and you know, that was super, super cool.
Well, that's awesome. So tell us just a little bit more about that, because again, I read this in some of the materials coming out so far. You can send your dog's DNA to the moon by being a supporter. How does that work?
Yeah, so I mean, that guy Ben is also a veteran in the space industry. He just had this idea. You look, DNA is highly compressed data, right? So super, super tiny, and so we can compress it down into like this little coin, where these polymers, I don't even understand how it works technically. You can have 10,000 copies of your own DNA with other 10,000 people, still enough space there to put a microchip with some digital data, but physical, that DNA. So you do the DNA test, send it in, and that DNA gets to the moon with one of those missions, because again, it's just a payload of 3 grams. So he negotiates with partners. And I think he already has something on the space station. He's now negotiated something for an asteroid as well. So it's this idea of spreading humanity to the universe. And if you can do that, plus maybe also support a filmmaker on the side, I mean, that's I think compelling
thing. I think that's very compelling, very genius idea on this. Back to Fortitude itself. So so you've interviewed basically everyone for the documentary, which is fantastic. Is there anything that really surprised you the most that you can mention during this interview process?
Yeah, look, as a filmmaker and maybe also as a journalist, right? People who are not insiders, they try to come in and kind of create this drama or good guys versus bad guys, old space versus new space, you know, government versus private. And I came in with that kind of maybe idea, but reading so many books and talking to these experts, I actually learned I shouldn't dumb it down and I should tell it how it is. So you know, these old space companies, they need the new space services, right? So it's not a pro and against. Those guys have money, those guys have the innovation. Or also government versus private, as we discussed earlier, right? I mean, we need still the government funds to kind of kickstart this whole economy. So it's fascinating. It's a bit more complex, but I did not want to dumb it down. And I think end of the year, when we start, you know, taking the film on a world tour, taking it maybe to Netflix again, like my last film, and people will appreciate the nuance there.
And that'd be funny. And what's amazing about that, I do want to talk just a little bit about your last film, because crypto is obviously such a popular thing, and you, I think you even have offer a training course on it. Tell us more about just the last film, Cryptopia, and just as far as what it is and how it was conceived.
Yeah, so I read about Bitcoin in 2013 and jumped on my first independent low-budget documentary in 2014 called Bitcoin, the End of Money. That went very well, but it's a low-budget film. And then a couple of years later, I had basically the reputation to go to Screen Australia to get real funds, to go to broadcasters. And so Cryptopia went very, very big, like on many global platforms, including Netflix, Al Jazeera, Amazon, many, many countries. Mm-hmm. And the idea was really, at that time, everybody was like excited about blockchain is the next big thing. And these prices went through the roof, you know, people got rich. And of course, the crash was coming. And I tried to kind of convey that excitement, but also like, what is the underlying philosophies behind it? So it was fascinating world, really.
Well, congratulations on the success of that. We're certainly looking forward to Fortitude. Can I ask, obviously you have some great ideas and you're doing some wonderful things. Besides Fortitude, is there anything else that you're working on?
Yeah, look, I need to kind of make my money back on each project before I start my next one. So it always depends on finances, especially with my model. I mean, again, I don't like to take orders from someone to tell me, you know, to do something like this. But I mean, I'm very interested into the metaverse. I've been doing VR work for a while and work with some of these companies.
That's nice.
I'm obviously following AI, and AI is kind of everywhere, including in the space industry, as you know. Those would be two obvious ones, but who knows? Maybe a listener here has an idea and gives me a ring or sends me an email. I'm open for anything.
Excellent. Now I'm going to put, of course, your contact information in the website, fortitudemovie.com, in the notes on this. In a nutshell, just to kind of wrap it up, for someone, when Fortitude comes out, when someone sees it, what do you hope they would gain? What's the one message that they should receive after reviewing your documentary?
So I think insiders will still learn a lot and find some of the inside jokes funny, or the little anecdotes and the amazing access that we had to some of these places and people. But outsiders, complete newbies who literally just know a little bit about Elon Musk and SpaceX, would kind of understand, wow, this is an entire industry with 10 different business models, with three different kind of technologies in it. And it's really like a crash course, basically, on the whole thing. And hopefully it's not only educating, but also entertaining.
Wonderful. Well, I tell you, we're excited. Fortitude documentary coming out later this year. Torsten, we want to just congratulate you for that. I want to thank you so much for taking time to join us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Chuck. This has been awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Your space journey.
Well, I really enjoyed speaking with Torsten today, and I'm really excited about the upcoming documentary, Fortitude. If you'd like to learn more, just go to their website at fortitudemovie.com. I want to thank Torsten for joining me today. I want to thank you for joining me as well. Again, if you can do me a small favor and share this episode with a friend, we'd certainly appreciate it. Thanks so much for joining me. I'll see you next time. God bless.